Wednesday morning in Houston, the American Cancer Society revealed their plans for Hope Lodge Houston, a five-story, 7,600-square-foot facility that will provide cancer patients and their families a place to stay while seeking treatment. Free accommodations and transportation for 62 patients and their caregivers will be provided, as well as other amenities, and Texans Chairman and CEO Bob McNair and his wife Janice are campaign chairmen. McNair is thrilled to help out such a fantastic cause.
Hope Lodge is offering a home environment for these people, and it's something that I think can boost their spirits, and really the spirit of the patient has so much to do with the success of the healing process. Optimism on the part of the patient in many cases determines whether they regain their health or they don't. We believe that we're in a privileged position and that we should use that to benefit our community, and that's what we try to do.
Jamie Gross from Oklahoma City was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma in the late 1990s and went through treatment in Houston. She and her mother, Sharon Mears, were on hand this morning and shared what a great comfort the Hope Lodge will be for cancer patients and their families.
It means having a place to stay, secure place to stay. The no cost is huge, but it just means a place for patients to be surrounded by people who look like they do, going through treatment. You're worn out, you are alone, it's very isolating, but it's also for the caregiver. I have a place to rest and to recover, but my mother has other resources. She has research, she'll have the library, and she'll have other mothers and fathers and people who are going through the same thing with her.
What I think that the Hope Lodge will do is for other mothers and other parents that is going through an experience that they couldn't even imagine. And it would make them know, or it will allow them to have a network that they could talk to someone else. It could be a different cancer, but it's all the same experience. Their child is sick.